My dear devotees, I always wanted to give this katha in the sacred valley of Giriraj Govardhan. I will talk about the evening arati that goes on in the eternal spiritual world. Tomorrow I want to talk, not tomorrow, I think there's a different program, but the day after tomorrow, about the kirtan of the cowherd boys. That's something many of us will relish very deeply. It's a lot of new information. But today I wish to talk about the evening arati that goes on in the eternal Navadvip. My sources for this are the Gauranga Lilamrita by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and also Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is your role? Well, when it's time to shout something or sing something or in any way participate, then you please participate loudly. In old times, there were Padyavali kirtans where the local language was used to sing about the leelas of the Lord, and that was done by a locally trained kirtan group, and the audience would then always have parts of the singing, simple verses, simple exclamations, and so on. And often these Leela Katas were so touching that people fainted. So we have tried to incorporate some of the elements, and what is important that is that you participate with your hearing and so on. Okay. My dear Vaishnavas, all of you who have assembled this evening, you are certainly very accomplished in bhakti. The Lord has certainly blessed you to come to the sacred valley of Govardhan. Although my words are not realized, I hope that they will carry a scent of Lord Chaitanya and please you. Although wood may be ignited by a low-class man, the fire can nevertheless purify gold. Yes, although I'm very low by nature, this narration may help to cleanse the last impurities from within the hearts of you gold-like devotees. So as we ignite the fire of Krishna Katha, of Gaura Katha this evening, please freely listen to that fire and watch how your own spark is even fanned and how your heart gets purified. My dear devotees, at around 7 o'clock or so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approaches the house of Srivas Thakur. He moves carefully because he will enter a nocturnal kirtan. In anticipation, his gait is like that of an intoxicated elephant because he will drink from the vine of Krishna's name. As he approaches the house, Srivas Thakur, his wife, and his whole, all of his household members come to the gate of the house, and they see from the distance Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approaching by the path next to the Ganga. They see the palm trees and they feel the leaves of the palm trees fan the golden body of the Lord. They see that the hair of Lord Chaitanya dances like a swarm of bees. And intoxicated by seeing the mood, the bhava in the heart of Gauranga, they lovingly pay their obeisances to greet their Lord. Then they bring him inside. In the courtyard, they have put a beautiful throne. It's the lion throne, the Simhasan. Say the word Simhasan of Lord Chaitanya. From everywhere, like bees that are attracted to an open glass of honey, devotees come and swarm. They come by the path of the Ganga, but they come from very different paths, and they enter the open gate. And when they are in, the gate is closed, because on the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this kirtan is only for committed devotees, not for the public. By now Nityananda, the Avaduta, has arrived. He laughs in great love of Godhead and holds an umbrella over Lord Chaitanya, which shows that just like a king is welcomed by putting an umbrella over him, Lord Chaitanya is the king of kings. Nitai is very absorbed, and he sometimes makes sounds like that of a little child. So much love is in his heart. He's on the right side. On the left side is Gadadhar, who carefully, with great love, moves a chamara whisk. And before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives, Sri Advaita is overwhelmed by waves of prema. As the beautiful kirtan starts, he lights a ghee lamp with 5 wicks, and with an unwavering glance, in other words, he gazes and stares off at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, he offers an aratik. The song is no well known. You know it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A beautiful kirtan goes on. There are midangas, there are tam-tams, there are dampha drums, there are flutes. Some are very high, others very low. There are bells, there are carretels, there are an ear-deafening gong that sends vibrations all over Navadvip. And the devotees begin to sing very loudly. Not like the members of the Govardhan Retreat Center. Ramo Ramo Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Clap in your hands, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
As Krishna continues to play like always, Mukunda starts to lead the kirtan. My dear devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to bring the holy names to this world. And as we have heard, there are many, many kinds of holy names. The Mukhya or direct holy names are very sweet. They refer to Krishna's pastimes. So Mukunda leads the following song, and you please join us.
Rama Krishna Narahari Gopala Govinda. 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 Rama Krishna Narahari Gopala Govinda.
When the artic is completed, something very unexpected happens. Suddenly, Advaita Acharya, like a maddened lion, roars like the wild lion and starts to dance wildly. He dances so much that his cloth whirls around. Sometimes he loses his cloth, but no one is disturbed, but finds it very, very, very wonderful. Brakeshwara Pandit joins him and dances in transcendental rapture with very elegant movements. Then he jumps and turns in circles. This is what the extraordinary devotees do. There are other devotees whose name will purify our heart. There is Gadadhar, Srivas, Goridas, Haridas. They all join. And others sing, Tatai, Tatai, Tai.
Tatai, Tatai.
gather around in groups and run crisscross through the assembly. They become so blissful that they forget everything in the world. I remember once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj invited me to join his Navadvip Yatra, and we had a lecture in Srivas Pandit's court, yes, in Shiva Sangam. Yeah, it was the Shiva Sangam, and then just next to there is Chandrashikas Bhavan, and there's a wide space. So as his lecture was continuing for 6 hours, that's nothing for Maharaj. And after some time where we had heard about the kirtan, we started to do kirtan, and we danced wildly, and all of a sudden groups of devotees were building, and they were running crisscross. 100 devotees in this direction, 100 devotees in that direction, 100 from here, 100 from there. And they ran really fast, I remember, with my own eyes. And then I thought, I can also run. And we were running. They became so blissful that they forgot everything in this world. And we also became so blissful. I remember even the moon, who was shining down on us, seemed to cry tears of ecstasy. It was a cosmic kirtan. A kirtan which Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, that there was chanting going on, and Chittagupta thought, wonderful, I can throw now away all the files of those who chant, and they joined. Yamaraj came in a chariot, and when he came close to the kirtan, he fell in. What is it? He swooned, he fainted. My dear devotees, the kirtan of Gauranga was a cosmic kirtan. It spread its vibrations through the whole universe. Shiva came, Brahma came, and even Indra and the Devatas, they all said to their assemblies, sorry, 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 there's something more important on planet Earth. Kirtan is happening. And they came, they came down. And as they joined in human-like forms, the assembly, their bodies were covered with goose pimples, showers of and streams of tears were coming down. It is said that even Shesha, who holds the planets on his head, chanted the names, and then he chanted a long list of the devotees. My dear devotees, there is one book, it's called Nama Samudra, the ocean of the holy names. And interestingly, it is composed of devotees' names, because it is understood if we attain the invisible blessings of these devotees, our Nam chanting can come to new heights. Therefore, please, without shyness, say the names. Mukunda.
Mukunda.
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Shri Advaita.
Shri Advaita.
Shri Vas. Vamsi Gopal.
Vamsi Gopal.
Haridas.
Haridas.
So many names. Shesha glorifies these names of the great devotees who were in this kirtan. And all these devotees rendered some service. Do you remember Shuklambara? That ascetic devotee who lived next to the Ganga? Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached Shuklambara and said, tomorrow I will come and eat you at your house. Shuklambara said, you are Brahmin, I am a Shudra. no problem. Lakshmi will cook in your home. So when Shuklambara was preparing the meal, Lakshmi suddenly arrived and cooked the meal. And she served Lord Chaitanya and the devotees. After they had eaten, Mahaprabhu and the devotees, they all rested and laid down. My dear devotees, do you know what Vijay Krishna saw? He was resting near to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and suddenly he woke up and he looked and he saw the arm of Lord Chaitanya was bluish. There were jewels on his wrist. There were armlets made of jewels. And he understood, this is Nandanandana Krishna. Nandasutana. I'm lying next to him and I'm looking at his arm. Wow! This was Vijay's experience in Shuklambar's house. Now Shuklambar did some seva. He had asked the devotees, how can I serve the Lord in this kirtan? And they said, Shuklambar, prepare first class chandan. Make offerings of flowers to his lotus feet and place betel nuts in his mouth. So Shuklambara grinded first class sandalwood, smeared it over the golden body of the Lord who was sitting in a devotional trance. He offered flowers, white circles, and he placed tasty, delightful betel nuts in the mouth of the Lord. Meanwhile, the sound of the kirtan and the sounding of the conscience the medanga and the karatalas pervaded the entire universe. All inauspiciousness was bent from the universe and everything was purified. But my dear devotees, that's only the beginning. Now it really starts. Suddenly, in a very slow and majestic movement, Lord Chaitanya got up from where? The Singhasan. You know everything already. At that time, everyone knew what would come next. The drum started a lovely beat. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi. Drum, drimiki, like this. And the karatas began to make a lovely beat. Mukunda sang and he was joined by three other singers. Their name was Srivas, Ramananda, and Basu Ghosh. Then Lord Chaitanya smiled and started to dance. He, the Lord of Dance, the master of all dancing movements, stepped on the earth in energetic dancing steps, so much that the earth began to tremble and the devotees ran here and there. Then he got very slow, started to move very slow, like Nandanandan, the best of dancers. Then all his senses turned inside. And as he looked inside, he suddenly saw Krishna in the threefold bending form. how is this pose called? Tribangai, yes. And Lord Chaitanya stood there and held his hands as if he played the flute like Krishna Chanda plays the flute. Some accounts say he stood for 6 hours like this, absorbed in the nuptial rasa dance of Lord Krishna. Suddenly he began to perspire so much that it seemed that streams of Ganga water washed all over his body. The devotees who witnessed this held each other by the neck and began to cry. They were so happy to witness the ecstatic happiness of the Lord. My dear devotees, what can a poor soul like me say about the ecstatic chanting of the Lord? Only I want to say one thing. Once Prabhupada was asked, what's the best way to chant? This was at a time when Srila Prabhupada chanted every day for 3 hours in the Tompkins Square Park. So, what's the best way? And Prabhupada answered, well, you sing in such a way that you never get tired, so that the kirtan can go on endlessly. So how do you chant in such a way that you never get tired and your kirtan can go endlessly? My dear devotees, only when you chant with love in your heart or with gratitude can you chant endlessly. Otherwise your chanting will become hackneyed. My dear devotees, I want to ask you, which name made Brahma dance? Which name made Shiva so absorbed in happiness that he forgot that he was naked? And his wife was there. Oh my God, everyone sees my naked husband. Which name, my dear devotees, liberated the sinful Ajamil? Which name made Valmiki into an ascetic? Valmiki used to be a robber and thief. Which name, I'm asking you, is chanted by Narada and Shuka? And which name is chanted by the thousand mouths of Ananta? It is the holy name of Krishna, chanted with love. My dear devotees, remember the description from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Every year for the Rathayata festival, devotees from Navadvip would make the journey to Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to participate in the annual festival of the chariot. So one year, as they were coming into the Grand Road, I think this big road where the Rathayata festival takes place. Maharaj Prataparuta, the king, was on the roof of his kingly palace there, and he saw the devotees coming with kirtan down this great, great road. He was amazed. What he saw, he had not seen in all the hundreds, if not thousands, of kirtan groups which used to come to Jagannath Puri for the Rathayatra. In Puri, those who have been there, many, many kirtan groups come from other lineages, not just the Gaudiya and so on. But here Prataparuta turned to Gopinath Acharya and asked, I said, they are so different. And the singing which they do is also so different. I see all of them surrounded with light on their head. You're laughing. I mean, when you see this in reality, you will faint. Why, from where is this luster coming? And how do they sing so beautiful? Gopinath Acharya said, they sing a kirtan, which is the special creation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's called Prema Kirtan. Prema Sankirtan. No? That holy name, my dear devotees, is manifesting itself when you chant with surrender, with taking shelter, but also with love. You may say, I have no love in my heart. You have something, you have some gratitude in your heart, you have admiration in the heart, and so on. So, yes, this is the kirtan. This ecstatic chanting, says Krishnadas Kaviraj, was first performed with the doors closed so that non-believers who came to make fun could not gain entrance. In this way, the devotees could become parama avesha. This means very high in an ecstatic condition. We may ask ourselves as a movement for Krishna consciousness, what do we do so that our chanting is lifted to the state of being, as we heard today from our Gauranga Darshan, having good bhava, good devotional feelings. No? What do you do to increase the level of your spiritual vibration, if you want, or energy, or consciousness? Yes. Srila Prabhupada talks about this time, the kirtan behind locked doors. He said, only bona fide chanters should be admitted. Others should not. Who is a bona fide chanter? The one who chants Prem Naam Sankirtan, not mere Sankirtan. Do you know that in the first verse, the word is Sri Krishna Sankirtan? Please say, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why not just Krishna Sankirtan? Why the word Sri? Paramvita Jayate Sri Krishna. Why? Why not pure Paramvijayate Krishna Sankirtan? It would fit metrically. Sri, my dear devotees, is the dearest of Krishna devotee. Who could that be? Sri Mati Radharani. Yes, that's the Sri, who has devotion for Krishna. So much devotion and love in her heart. So much. What can we say about Radharani's condition? Radharani's limbs are shining. Why are they shining? Because of the love of her heart. Radharani's eyes are moving, are from here, they are so long that they go almost to the ears because she has Krishna in her eyes. Her pupil of the eyes is dark blue. Why? Because there's only Krishna in there. And her smile attracts Krishna. And when her lips open, there is a scent of honey coming out of her mouth. This is how sweet her emotions are, so that the Krishna bee is attracted. My dear devotees, please repeat.
Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasyam. Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasyam. Vadami Radham Karuna Baratram. Vadami Radham Karuna Baratram. Tato Mamanyasti. Tato Mamanyasti. Gatirna Kvapi. Gatirna Kvapi.
Yes, I worship Radha. Who has Aravinda Netram, eyes like lotus flowers. When I remember Radha, I think of her beautiful smile. And when I speak of Radha, I have to speak about her great mercy. In fact, if I'm totally open and free, says Raghunath Goswami, Radha is the only goal of my life. So Sri Krishna Sankirtan, Srimati Radharani is hinted there. And that makes it Prema Nam Sankirtan. Not mechanical singing, not singing for fast rhythm and an increase of adrenaline in the bloodstream, but calling out with love, Hey Radhe,
Hey Radhe,
Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna,
where are you now?
Where are you?
Perhaps at the Govardhan Hill.
Perhaps at the Govardhan.
At the banks of the Yamuna.
At the banks of the Yamuna.
This is how the Goswamis would chant. Hey Radhe. Braja Devi ke.
Braja Devi ke.
Chalalite. Hey Nanda Suno Kuta.
Hey Nanda Suno Kuta.
Kuta, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Yes, this is the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to say, where is the Lord of my life? Who is playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where should I go to find the son of Maharaj Nanda? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? No? Why not? To whom shall I then speak? Who can understand my disappointment? Without the son of Maharaj Nanda, my heart is broken. Prema Nam Sankirtan. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his mission. First, he wanted to train his devotees at Shriva Sangam. It is known amongst Vaishnava circles that this is the portal or entry gate to Vrindavan and the Rasa Leela pastimes. Seidvare achandale kirtane sanchare nama prema mala ganti parale samsare. Thus, Then something happened. Lord Nityananda came one day to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and said, "Brother, you're performing the kirtan behind locked doors. Have you forgotten your mission in the age of Kali to spread the chanting of the holy name everywhere? What is with this promise?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled at Nityananda and said, "I have not forgotten, but I need you to help me to do this." And then Nityananda said, it is there in the Nityananda Astakam, "Yateshtam, O brother, I will take it upon myself that anyone who chants the holy name, their deliverance, their, you know, freedom from Maya's clutches is my responsibility alone." Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And my dear devotees, we will now chant together the last Hare Krishna mantra for today in this assembly. Of course, you will all chant perhaps outside, but together here we will chant one time. It's our last Hare Krishna mantra. Imagine, my dear devotees, a situation where the Lord would say, you can now chant one last Hare Krishna mantra due to a dangerous disease in your throat. Or let us say the doctor says, you can chant one last Hare Krishna mantra due to a dangerous disease in your throat. We will have to perform surgery on you. How would this last Hare Krishna mantra sound? Please collect your mind. It's called Manasamharanam. Bring it as you have learned into the devotional space of your heart and sing with us. Please sing now. Hare Krishna. You think it's time for the surgery, which you fear most. But the doctor says, sorry, 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 we made a mistake. It's not you. It's someone else who has to do the surgery. You can chant for the rest of your life like you chanted just now. Sri Krishna Naam Sankirtan ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Hari Krishna. Finished. Okay. I thank you very thank you. I thank you very, very much, my dear devotees. You are such a wonderful audience. Like, we had a small teacher meeting just now with Gauranga Darshan before this, and he said, they can listen so long. They are so good. They listen so long. They keep their interest very high. I also noticed this. Thank you, Prabhus. You and Matajis, you are a wonderful group. Tomorrow is a change in the schedule. Very important for you to listen now. Oh, here's our Prashanta. I will ask you to describe the kirtan in Surabhi Kund Prashanta. But for the change in the schedule, the morning class will be given by myself, and Gauranga Darshan will do the class in the Govardhan Valley. This class is a wonderful katha. We have just talked about it. My dear devotees, I have heard Gauranga Darshan not yet giving this katha because we have gone up to the end of sixth canto. Is it? Not further. But this katha is... all acharyas speak about this. All poems, Vaishnava poems, give poems about it. It's so good, and it will be a surprise. I will not tell you. You have to come. It is from 10 o'clock to 1 p.m., and you will not even see the time passing by. It is good in the Govardhan Valley.